first proposal dealt had the title Programming Methodology.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we could place almost every single person in the department under that title, under programming, say. So there was me doing the real methodology stuff. There were people like Hopcroft doing algorithms. There were other people doing compilers. There was Teitelbaum working on his synthesizer for it. There were people working on correctness. And everything just could be placed under that label.
Mm-hmm. So in the case of Cornell, it seemed to work out pretty well.
Very well.
Yes.
I should say that most people are under the wrong impression that CER proposals had to be based like that. It's not the case. Even in the second one, people kept telling us you have to have a theme. We did not have a theme, if I can remember right, or it wasn't a good one. If you looked in the CER blurb, whatever you call those things,
mm-hmm.
we're discussing.
Program announcement.
It said the key point was that you would have lots of research that had to be done using computing facilities that could not be developed otherwise. And the key was not working on the same problem, but being able to use the same computing facilities.